Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hello from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Paul. This is Catherine O'Brien. Soda is good, ice cream is good, but somehow together, an ice cream soda is even better. June 20th is National Ice Cream Soda Day. I'm hoping that you can bring out some interesting info about ice cream soda. And Paul, I'm offering you some bonus points if you can comment on the brown cow, the black cow, and one I think everybody should know about, the Boston Cooler.
Well, I can't pass up bonus points, Catherine, so I'm going straight to the Google to get me some. I haven't had an ice cream soda or float in way too long, so I didn't remember what a brown or black cow was, which I'm a bit embarrassed about. As it turns out, it's simple. A brown or black cow is a float that is made usually with vanilla ice cream, but the key is using root beer. But as with lots of things, things can get messy depending on what region you come from. What I had no idea about was the Boston Cooler. Oddly enough, it has nothing to do with Boston, Massachusetts, but instead, Detroit, Michigan? The history is murky, but what seems to be consistent is that it's made with Werner's Ginger Ale. That to me doesn't sound like it's something I'm going to be hunting down anytime soon. It's a good thing that I've gotten some bonus points because my score is about to drop down. I did a bunch of digging and only came up with a couple of episodes remotely related to ice cream soda. After listening, I didn't like any of them, so I couldn't recommend them. So for my first recommendation, I can only give you an episode about ice cream. Ice cream trucks, to be specific. In this Decoder Ring episode, we get to hear about the ice cream truck wars in New York City and a couple of other stories. So if you're down in New Orleans or Ohio, go get yourself a nectar soda, which according to Wikipedia, is made with a syrup consisting of equal parts almond and vanilla syrups, mixed with sweetened condensed milk and a touch of red food coloring to produce a pink, opalescent syrup base for the soda. Put on this podcast and then use the National Ice Cream Soda Day hashtag to talk about how good it is. My guest today is Catherine O'Brien, host of the Red Stick Strong podcast, which highlights Baton Rouge business to share what owners and other leaders are creatively doing now during the COVID-19 crisis and how you can help. As I take my walks through my town, so many stores are currently closed, and one thing that has always crossed my mind is if you had opened a business right before the pandemic hit, how could you survive that? In one episode, Catherine interviews the owners of a taco shop who opened up on February 1st. We learn how they quickly adapted to the crisis. For our last recommendation, Catherine recommends the Your Own Backyard podcast. She stresses that she does not like so-called true crime podcasts, but that this is a fantastic example of a podcast documentary and that the quality is off the charts. For today's extra hot sauce, I want to let you know that Catherine produces many podcasts for Branch Out programs. Among them are shows about meditation, dogs, and home cooking. I will put a link in the show notes to all of them. Come back on June 25th to learn about something we all took for granted until a few months ago. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.